Today, as Israel tightened its grip on the West Bank and faced yet another suicide bombing, the sixth in 6 days, the Bush administration has been trying to clarify its Middle East policy. Several members of Congress have called on President Bush to step up diplomatic efforts in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but the president insists he's doing enough. He has repeated his call for Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to condemn terrorism and for Israel to consider the consequences of its actions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from the State Department.
Even as he fine-tuned his rhetoric on the Middle East today, President Bush continued to put pressure on the Palestinian leader to halt suicide bombings.
I'd like to see Chairman Arafat denounce the terrorist activities that are taking place, the constant attacks. We've got a plan that will lead to peace. It's a security plan called Tenet. It's a political plan called Mitchell.
And for now, President Bush made clear those plans, negotiated by CIA Director George Tenet and former Senator George Mitchell, are what the administration has to offer. He urged the international community to band together to stop terrorism as a first step toward implementing these. But the Bush administration's with-us-or-against-us doctrine on terrorism does not neatly fit the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The White House has often said that people who harbor terrorists should themselves be considered terrorists. Today, President Bush made clear he does not include Arafat in that definition.
Chairman Arafat has agreed to a peace process. He's agreed to the Tenet plan. He's agreed to the Mitchell plan. He has negotiated with parties as to how to achieve peace.
While President Bush sounded a bit softer on Arafat today, he called on Israel to keep open what he called a pathway to peace. Meanwhile, the State Department urged Israel to exercise maximum restraint. Though President Bush said he supports Israel's right to defend itself, the United States approved a United Nations resolution calling on Israel to pull back from the Palestinian city of Ramallah. State Department spokesman Philip Rieker denies there's any contradiction in this.
We understand their need to defend against suicide bombings and terrorist attacks on innocent people. But we've called upon them to consider the consequences of those actions, keep a pathway to peace. And the Security Council resolution has made quite clear that both sides need to move to an immediate ceasefire and that the Israelis should withdraw forces from Palestinian cities, including Ramallah.
The U.S. goals are clear, but it's not clear how much political capital the Bush administration is willing to spend to achieve them. Secretary of State Colin Powell has said he'd go to the Middle East only if there's reason to be there. For now, U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni remains in the region with a roadmap to peace, and the Bush administration says it's up to the two parties to act. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News at the State Department.